My name's Kari Lang, and I'm the Executive Director of the West Broadway Neighborhood Association. I came into the WBNA in 1996, just when the Rhode Island National Guard was announcing that they were vacating the Cranston Street Armory.
I understand that you were at the gala that Mayor Lorza had on the night of his inauguration.
I sure was.
Tell us a bit about that? How was that?
It was spectacular. What a wonderful moment. We are eternally grateful to Mayor Elorza for choosing that very special venue for holding his inaugural gala there. The building had been the site of gubernatorial inaugural balls, and the last time there was an event of that magnitude and grandeur was in 1963 for John H. Chafee's gubernatorial ball.
That's over 50 years ago.
I know, and anyone who was there would be able to say that let's do it again and again, because what a extraordinary space, just huge, but with character and special, and it was a magical evening. It really symbolized Mayor Elorza's theme of One Providence, 1,000 people of all over Providence coming together just to celebrate this new beginning for Providence in this building, and this is a beginning for the new beginning for the Armory.
And he did mention, you say, that was the reason he chose the Armory.
Exactly. He grew up in this neighborhood. He knew the Armory as El Castillo, and he sees the value and importance of this building that really is valued as a national treasure. It could be a national historic landmark, and it's sitting largely empty. He sees the great potential and what it could be for the state of Rhode Island.
Let's talk a bit about the difficulty of trying to figure out what to do with it. I know as far back as the 80s, they've been studying possibly putting the state archives there. There have been feasibility studies in the past. Where are we now in terms of what to do with this building? It's state-owned, so it's kind of the state's responsibility. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a state-owned building, and well, there's two critical steps that need to be taken to move this building forward. We need to put some money into the building. It's a good investment, and it's a long-term investment. They'll take this building forward for another 300 years, so repair needs to happen. This past fall, there had been money allocated to the Armory. It was taken away. In public outcry, working with Senator Jabor, returned $3 million in. That's a great start, but more money needs to come to preserve the building so that it could get people back in. The second part is what you mentioned, a feasibility study. And the state had advertised for a feasibility study, did a rigorous interview process with applicants, and has selected a firm to conduct a feasibility study for 6 months, where they will be presenting their ideas for what the best use or uses could be for the Armory. I think another very important element is to activate the Armory and to keep it alive. And while we're thinking about the long-term use of it, let's use it in the short term. January was the mayor's inaugural ball. What's February going to be? Because I think once we get people in, people will see how spectacular it is. People will see that it is something that is worth investing in.
Kari Lang, thank you very much for talking to us about the Cranston Street Armory, and we'll follow this story.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure to talk about sustaining our state armory.